home. It's about 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night. I'm recording a podcast. I just recorded another one, and I'm heading to the house. And I had another thought in my mind. Family is shortly behind me, so this will be a short podcast that we get recorded before they get in the house as well. But a topic that's on my mind right now is, I've heard it talked about before, but I want to talk about from my perspective and what I'm learning right now. And it's like how to go fast by going slow, how to go fast by slowing down. And I'm saying this with the perspective of, I'm actually flying out to Boise as I'm in the dark trying to find my key to my house. Found it. I'm flying out to Boise, Idaho tomorrow, and I'm in a mastermind with some amazing entrepreneurs ran by Russell Brunson, just an amazing entrepreneur. And that group is a fast-moving group. I mean, those people are doing big, big things. Those people are impacting the world. Those people are growing companies. Like, Carrot is one of the fastest-growing companies in America. When you look at these companies in this group, it is crazy. I mean, Russell's company went from, you know, zero to $100 million in like 4 or 5 years. That's crazy, right? And then you have other people in that group who their companies went from zero to $30 million in 2.5 years. Like, oh my gosh, what is going on? That's insane. And that's cool. And I'm just so crazy grateful to be around that group. And so when you're around people like that, it's oftentimes easy to think and see from the outside that fast and speed is what equates to results. That is what equates to momentum. Now, in some cases, that's true. Okay, in some cases, you really do need speed, and you've heard it before. It's like speed of, you know, of launch or speed of entry into the market, or speed is, you know, what helps you win the market. I think many respects that's true. But the thing is, it's not about you working fast and furious and throwing a million things in the wall. And it's not about moving on from one idea to the next and 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 coming up with all these ideas and just furiously implementing, which I've been very guilty of in the past. And it's not about that. And I learned that lesson again today, where I've been gone for almost a month from our team, where my wife and I went to Tahoe for a 4-day vacation with college friends. And then we had Carrot Camp out here, so I was here. But then the very next week, I was in San Francisco with my coach and a bunch of amazing entrepreneurs, meeting literally with two CEOs of multi-billion-dollar companies in their boardrooms, talking with them for 90 minutes. That was amazing. I'm going to do a podcast recapping that. And then I was flew directly from there with my wife to Charleston, South Carolina for the mastermind that I've been running for about a decade with my former business partner, Patrick Riddle. Now back home, and now I'm flying to Boise tomorrow. Then I'm here the next week, and then I'm gone the week after that, speaking at an event in Tampa, and then speaking at another event in North Carolina. Okay, so all of that saying, there's no... like, there's no any bragging at all about this travel schedule. Okay, I'm extremely grateful for the chance to be able to travel. But when I created Carrot, one of my things that I said, okay, this is just not going to happen, is I never want to, and I never wanted to have to travel to build my business. I'm like, I'm going to build a company where I don't have to travel in order to grow the company. And the good thing is I don't have to travel, but those travels were really, really fun and amazing. They just happened to cram into one 6-week time period. But the reason I say this is this. I got back from the last 3 weeks of travel. We're leading into the fourth quarter here at Carrot. And we're ambitious, but we're a little bit behind some of our numbers, and it's all on me, honestly. It's where I didn't set the company up for success, where when you build a revenue model, and when you build a revenue model around certain growth engines, every business has growth engines, and when you build a revenue model around certain growth engines, you better equip the business to tackle those growth engines and to really fulfill them. And one of our big growth engines that was a part of our revenue model for extra growth this year was Agent Carrot. It was helping real estate agents really leverage the tools that we have for content marketing, for SEO, and for conversion, just really generating more leads. And I didn't equip it. I didn't staff it. I didn't hire out someone to really focus on Agent Carrot full-time. I didn't place as much importance as the goal sheet had said in practicality. I didn't place the importance behind it. Now, we've had an amazing year this year. We'd start hitting some of our ambitious goals. And so I get back after this. The fourth quarter literally started yesterday, October 1st. And I'm looking at our team, and they're looking at me, and we're hopping on a call. And I'm realizing, oh, shoot, with me gone the last 3 weeks and we're making some transitions in the company, I completely failed to make sure that we had gone through the proper fourth quarter planning process. So our team is clear, and like our marketing team is clear on what they're supposed to be doing. And the marketing team and sales guys are kind of looking at me, and they're all pumped about what we're going to be doing in the fourth quarter, but they have no clue what their clear objective is, what their clear tasks are, all those kinds of things. It's because I was working too fast. I was thinking that speed was what was going to get us there. I was thinking that if we just work really fast, y'all, and let's work fast and fiercely, execute, 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 we're going to get there. The problem was it's kind of like a hamster wheel. The hamster's running the heck out of the hamster wheel, but it's not going anywhere. They're working a lot. They're really busy. They're tired at the end of the day, but that wheel didn't move them anywhere. Okay. So today was a great reminder, because even though I felt like I wanted to really execute and do a bunch of stuff today, my co-founder, Chris, today and then yesterday, were like, hey, we need to block off like a half a day or a day just to slow down and plan, Okay. And so we did that. We did about half a day of planning today, and we're going to be doing some more when I get back from Boise. And to me, it's almost excruciating, because I'm a high quick start. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, we don't, you know, do we need an hour or two or three or 4 hour or 5 hour planning session? And sometimes you do. And it's hard for me to get on those planning sessions at first. In that first 20, 30 minutes, my mind is going everywhere, and there's probably new ideas coming out, which doesn't help the process at all. But then once I get 30 minutes into it, 45 minutes into it, an hour into it, I just love it, because I love the strategy of slowing down. I love the strategy of really digging in and planning and plotting that kind of chess match. And it's really easy when you're moving fast with stuff to miss the important stuff. It's really easy when you're moving fast with stuff to miss the big levers. And there's some big levers in our company that we can and will pull. And there's big levers in your company that you could pull as well, if you're able to slow down and notice them. If you're able to slow down and take stock for what's working, take stock for what's coming down the pike in the industry or in the market in the future that's going to impact you. How do you need to position your business right now, today, for impacts that are going to hit your business potentially in 6 months? What do you need to start building today and planning today to hit for a great first quarter or second quarter? It's really easy and tempting to execute and do things in the now that give you a quick result. But when you slow down and look at what's coming down the pike, and you look at what got you here, and you go, okay, I can either execute a bunch of stuff quick, that's going to get quick hits, and that's going to be awesome, it's going to make me feel good, and I might even hit this financial goal for the year. But we had to have some debates and some talks within some team members of ours, and we're like, okay, if we're able to do this thing, I'm pretty sure we can get over that big, big, big financial goal hump that we're behind on by, you know, several hundred thousand dollars. I'm pretty sure if we did this, we could do that, and we can add a lot of value for our members in the process. But then the question we said is that going to help us build momentum for next year and momentum for 2020? Or is that more about having, you know, a short-term injection of cash and then hitting this year's goals that are for, you know, 3 months off? In our answer in that circumstance was, well, you know what? That, yeah, it would be amazing hitting that goal. And yes, some people in our company, myself included, would get a big bonus for hitting that. But I'm like, you know what? I would much rather forego a big bonus potential for myself and really shoot for the long term and really make sure that our team knows and feels that, okay, here's how I can win every day, and here's how I can slow down myself and do my best work and not feel like I'm just, you know, run around like a chicken with my head cut off every day. So where can you slow down in your business? Where can you slow down in your life? One thing I started thinking about just today after coming home from our church community group, and I was thinking about that exercise we did today on slowing down in our company and how clear it made me in thinking, how clear it made me so I feel I can serve our team members better. It reminded me personally, I'm going, man, excuse me, so where in my life do I feel like I'm more frantic than I should be? You know, where in my life do I feel like I'm moving too fast for me to notice some of those important things? Where in my life am I not pulling some big levers because I don't even notice them because I'm going so fast? And those could be levers in relationships. It could be levers in you know, in faith and friendship, in happiness and health, and my you know, relationship with my kids and my wife and my parents and my grandma or my brothers? Where am I moving so fast I'm not slowing down to notice those important levers? And so I looked at it and went, okay, so what's making my mind speed up? Well, this darn phone is, okay? So this is something I talked about it with the podcast with Jeff Woods. I still struggle with this addiction that I think a lot of people do, which is the distraction of your phone, the distraction of everything that's in that phone. It's your social media. It's that notification that came through. It's a text message. It's for us, it's Slack. We use Slack for our team communication. I'm getting better at ignoring that much of the chagrin of my team, but I have to do it so I can slow down and think more strategically. Okay, so what I'm going to be doing tonight, and I want to commit to this, I want you guys to hold me accountable, and I want to just virtually hold you accountable to a similar thing that to help you slow down, is I'm going to use that darn box that Tim on my team sent me that locks the phone up. I can put it in there for a certain amount of time. I'm going to use that, or I'm going to use that in certain spots of my house or at the office, and or I'm going to finally get back to the practice of putting my phone in the bathroom instead of by the bed. Because when it's by the bed, it speeds my mind up when I go to bed. It speeds my mind up immediately when I wake up. And we don't want that. We don't want a fast, speedy mind when we go to bed. We don't want a fast, speedy mind when we wake up. We want a slow, deliberate thinking mind that can notice the important things, that can soak in the gratitude of the moment. They can really help us be better leaders at home, better leaders in our business, and better leaders in our communities. So I'm going to slow down there, and I'm going to slow my mind down. I'm going to report back to you how it works. I want you to find an instance, find an opportunity to slow down in your business. Are you moving too fast? You might be. Sometimes you might not be moving fast enough. But the way that you should be moving fast is this: slow down first. Like I think it's Abe Lincoln says, how would you chop down a cherry if you had 4 hours to chop down a cherry tree? How would you do it? I would take the first 3 hours to sharpen the axe and the last hour to chop it down. Can you imagine if you just picked up that axe and started whacking? It was a dull axe. You might spend 4 full hours chopping that darn tree down. You're chipping away, making dents in it, but it's not sharp. Maybe you'll never chop it down. Maybe you'll give up before the tree even gets chopped down because it seems like it's such a hard and long and arduous path. And you're chopping, but you're not seeing the end in sight. So where can you sharpen the saw? Sharpen the axe before you start to chop down the tree. Where can you slow down? Create the strategy, create the plan, look and see if you're noticing the big levers in your business, look and see those opportunities or the roadblocks or the warning signs ahead of you and plan out how to combat those. What are you going to do when the market softens? If you have a bunch of flips and rehabs going on right now, what happens if banking interest rates go up or they start to cut lines of credit? Are you planning for that? What are you going to do if employees leave you? What are you going to do if all of a sudden you have a big portfolio of properties and you didn't sell some of them over the top of the market because you think the market's going to keep going up? Maybe it is. I don't know. I think good wisdom is saying that in many markets we're probably at or near that top or even beyond it in some markets. So think ahead. Slow down. Sharpen that axe, sharpen that saw, whatever it is you want to sharpen, and figure out ways to plot deliberately, be strategic, and then once you do that, then that's the time to get fast. That's the time to speed up. That's the time to execute like mad, out-execute your competition, speed up, and then find an opportunity to slow down again at the end of the quarter. All right, so slow down, enjoy business, enjoy life more. That's going to unlock more of that. Give yourself the credit to do that. And also get rid of some of that guilt if you've got guilt around slowing down. I know I sometimes wrestle with that guilt when I slow down because I always feel like, oh, shoot, I can't slow down for these 2 days or this week to do planning. I just need to be doing, not planning, right? But if I'm doing, and my team's doing, we're probably wasting 60, 70, 80% of our effectiveness and productivity by doing the wrong things in the wrong order because we didn't slow down. All right. So I'm pumped about the quarter. I'm pumped about finishing out this year. I'm excited to slow down some more over the next week so we can speed up to finish out the rest of the year and also to wrap everyone else around the company around this, because it's really dangerous. It's really easy for us as the entrepreneur, as the CEO, to think that everyone else is up with us, that everyone else is moving at the same pace as us. And it's not a knock on those people. It's not a knock on the team members at all. It's that you've got this vision in your brain. It's always churning in your brain 24 hours a day. And you have all the information. You have all the information. You know everything that's going on in the company. So you, of course, are probably 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps ahead of most any team member on your team, because you've always got the information that everyone else doesn't have, or most people don't have. And this is always churning in your brain. So if you're that far ahead of your team and you don't slow down to help them catch up and help you all get on the same page and help you all buy in, then they're going to struggle. And I'm seeing some of those right now. We had some great conversations with some team members recently that are amazing team members. It just pains me that they're not clear on what they should be doing right now. And I did a podcast recently on when you hit ceilings and when things break. And I talk about those ceilings and the things, the two ways you get through those ceilings. You need to go back and listen to this episode of the Carrot Cast. If you ever hit a ceiling in your business, in income or productivity or happiness or whatever, you need to listen to this episode just a couple episodes ago, I believe. So anytime you hit a ceiling, there's always two things that help you out of it. It's a change in process or an addition to process, and it's a change in communication or addition in communication, okay? And I talk about it in detail there. So in this respect, the reason we've hit the ceiling is because we haven't fully implemented the process that we've been working on. So the team fully knows, and they know how to gauge priority. They know how to gauge what's next, even if I'm not there to chart it out for them. Okay, and that's really where we're heading. I'm excited to be able to get there with the team. I know we'll get there. We're going to continue to struggle through some of this stuff over the next quarter, but I'm just so pumped and so confident and so grateful for this amazing team that we have and the trust that they have in me. And if you're listening to this, I apologize for probably moving too fast and not slowing down and making sure that we're all on the same page. We've got a plan. We're clear on it. And then now, snap fingers, let's all move fast and furious to hit these goals together, right? Have an amazing night. I'm going to wrap things up for the night. Family's pulling in. Give me a rating and review on the podcast, y'all. We have 100 plus ratings in there. I want to march to 200, because the more ratings that we get in there, the more we can get this message in front of people. And I'm insanely passionate about unlocking that entrepreneurial dream for you, for everybody listening to this, because so many people are trapped in a business that they hate. So many people are trapped in a business that makes money, but they're miserable in. So many people are trapped in a business that doesn't make money and doesn't serve them. So many people are just trapped in a life that you didn't want this or all of this. And you can unlock so much of it when you figure out ways to run your business correctly. So it truly unlocks that freedom, that flexibility, those finances, and grows your impact in the world. Okay. If any of this resonates with you, head over to iTunes, head over to Spotify, wherever you listen to this podcast, give it a rating and review and share it with someone. Share this message with someone if you feel that this can help them slow down. If they're moving too fast and you see them moving too fast, it could be your boss, could be your business partner, could be a friend that you love. Share this with them so they can slow down to be more deliberate, to plan, to look at the important levers so then they can speed up. Have an amazing evening. Have an amazing morning whenever you're listening to this, and we'll talk soon.